Lambeau Field, where the Packers played host to the Detroit Lions. Rookie quarterback Joey Harrington would face off against one of the league's best, Brett Favre. Green Bay took an early 3-0 lead, but Harrington got the Lions in the end zone first, pump faking and delivering a strike to Azahir Akeem from 64 yards out. Akeem ended the game with 7 catches for 143 yards. Detroit led early 7-3. Favre then drove the Packers in 8 plays down to the 4, where Brett found Bubba Franks all alone in the end zone to go up 10-7. This was a lead they would never relinquish. Amon Green had 50 yards rushing until he was knocked out of the game with a neck injury off his Favre pass and would not return. But the leg of Ryan Longwell added his 2nd and 3rd field goal the first half, giving Green Bay a 16-7 lead. Then rookie safety Marquez Anderson picked off this Joey Harrington pass that was batted by former Packers wideout Bill Schrader and returned it for a touchdown. Favre, who completed 26 passes for 351 yards, found Terry Glenn on a slant. He sprinted for 40 yards before getting knocked out at the 1. Green's backup, Najee Davenport, pounded it in, making it 30-7 at the half. Davenport gained a total of 73 yards on 10 carries before also leaving the game with a foot injury. Favre finished the half with a career-best 295 passing yards. William Henderson finished out the scoring for the Packers when he caught this 9-yard strike from Favre. Longwell also finished the game with 4 field goals. Still fighting, Detroit drove, but Nate Wayne deflected and intercepted Harrington on the first play of the 4th quarter. Harrington, who finished the game with 20 completions and 234 yards, found Michael Ricks for his 2nd touchdown pass of the game. The Packers improved their NFL best record to 8-1 while taking a 5-game lead over 2nd place Detroit, 3-6 in the NFC North.